The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
You ever forget you got an app on your phone you're paying for every single month?
Oh,
and then you realize it and you're like, gosh, I can't believe I didn't cancel this subscription. Good morning, it's Tuesday, Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
And they got us. They got us. DJ Automatic just canceled a subscription you've had over a year.
To ChatGPT that I think I used like three times. So they got me $5 a month for, you know, let's say 12, 60 bucks they got me for probably.
ChatGPT, the AI was horrible. It was not even good.
The only reason I downloaded it because everyone was talking about it at the time, and I just wanted to know what exactly it was and what you could accomplish with it.
Trash.
I thought, could this make my life easier? And it didn't.
No.
So I just forgot about it and continued to pay the bill.
But that feeling of when you first recognize that payment going through for a subscription that you no longer use, oh, that's tough. Bumble got me good because Bumble charges crazy amounts to date people.
Wait, hold on, Anthony. I thought Bumble
was
free.
Yeah. You could pay, like, it's like, I think the intro price is like $19 a month.
Oh,
and $19 then it goes, a month to look for love?
Oh, it's crazy, bro. And for like a lot of my homies out there who've been on dating apps, unless you're like the 1% of dudes who are extremely good looking, you're probably not having the best success rate on.
Anthony, you're a good looking guy.
I'm not above
a lot of
bots.
Swing and misses.
A lot of swing and misses. And also, here's my other thing.
Can't tell a joke on the app, huh?
Here's my other thing with Bumble now, too, is Bumble used to be geared to where like the women would message you first.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I like it because it takes the pressure off of guys and you kind of know, like, okay, this isn't a scam. This isn't a bot chick. But now, Bumble's encouraging men to message first.
Okay, that's weird. No, that's not good. Women don't want that. I just saw, I think it was 60 Minutes. I don't know. These apps are being sued because according to different people like you that are, you know, subscribers, they're getting bots and they're being asked to give people money. They're getting swindled.
It's basically a scam.
Yes, dude. Yes, bro. And I'm going to ignore the fact that Dana just kind of called me ugly.
By saying,
people like you. But you know what? You know what? Me and the other...
99% of the world.
Yeah,
whatever.
Less attractive people.
I didn't mean that.
I have canceled my subscription, but
good.
Your question triggered that flashback.
Take a stand.
Does it make you feel bad about yourself if you like swipe right on a girl and she doesn't return the favor?
I'm numb to that, which is not a good thing. You should feel bad.
Yeah.
National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go to kick it off with, on this day in 1951, CBS flipped a switch and gave us our first color television broadcast, so it is National Color TV Day.
Yeah, Guillermo González Camarena actually invented the color TV system, also adopted by NASA for space travel.
There you go, dog. We also have 6 months till Christmas. Just remember that.
The Christmas countdown begins. Should we do it every morning?
No. Start counting? No, that's wild. It's never too soon for
Christmas.
You sound like one of those spice latte people. Just chill, okay?
Oh, my gosh.
And let's go to wrap it up on National Strawberry Parfait Day, which I thought you could eat for breakfast, but Dana and Automatic are telling me it's a dessert.
It is a dessert. It's strawberry parfait. Keep it where it goes.
I thought that was yogurt. It's like basically like yogurt.
I mean, if you want to get any more Bumble dates, you probably got to chill on the strawberry parfait.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Men are more sensitive than women, and now we have scientific proof. Mind Lab, they put a bunch of men in a room, and then they tested four categories: blissful, exciting, heartwarming, and funny. In every test, men had a much stronger reaction inside. However, there's one big difference. You couldn't see it on the outside.
Oh, you couldn't
see it.
Yeah.
So when everybody was shown the results, all the men, 67% of men tested admitted, well, I hid my feelings. I didn't want anybody to know that it had affected me.
The only way us men can really express our emotions are through Drake records.
Is that what it is? Is that why Drake's so popping? That's why Drake's had to
run. See those emotions that they were exploring again?
Blissful, exciting, heartwarming, which is like, you know, sad, you know, kind of like make you like a little Steel Magnolia movie or something, like The Notebook, and funny. And a reason.
Where is sad? Because women are definitely going to take men out in the sad category.
So it says, let me tell you something. Women don't have a problem letting you know when something's wrong. Mm-hmm. And the study said that women going to tell you what's wrong. Men don't, because they're taught that emotion means you're weak. They're taught that sensitivity means that, oh, I'm not a man. But it's actually the opposite. Being able to share your feelings shows strength. When you hide it, You're suppressing your emotion. And by the way, men die younger because of that. Y'all don't even live that long because y'all are hiding everything.
So you're encouraging emo behavior from men.
I am encouraging you to express the way you feel. It doesn't mean you're weak. If you shed a tear automatic because you watch a little, you know, girl movie with me, I just look at you and I think, look at that man. He's so tough. He's letting me know how he feels.
Express your emotions in a healthy manner. Okay, like do it through like something productive for your life. Don't be like, man, like we have outbursts when we go because that society doesn't allow us to express our emotions.
So you hold it and then you just blow up.
And you're either Ricky or you're Bobby. You're either Chris Brown or you're Drake. And it's just all this emotional overflow. Like learn how to productively express your emotions.
I think that's some of the best advice, Anthony, you've ever given.
I cry a lot, so... Like I was raised, when you're raised by a single mom and women, like raised by my grandma, you're very in touch with your feelings.
See, like at my house, it was nothing like that. My dad was like, be a man.
Don't cry.
There has to be something for that, dude. That's beautiful. Because like I would come home like, mom, the bully's picking on me. She's like, well, did you tell him how it hurts your feelings? I'm like, no, he punched me in the face.
My dad would be like, you better beat that motherfucker up.
All right, men, let your feelings out. You die younger, according to science, because you are repressing how you feel.
That's it? That's all you got? You don't have anything more poignant than that?
You're kidding, right? You're going to die because you're holding in your emotion. There's nothing more poignant than that. Just cry. Let it out.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Ariana Grande just revealed who she wanted to have dinner with, another famous person, and people are very upset with her choice. I'm going to play her audio right now. Time for the Daily Dirt. Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We have Angela Kinsey, better known as Angela from The Office, celebrating her birthday.
The queen of parties.
From American Idol and TikTok, Benson Boone, and also Captain Marvel, McKinney Grace, celebrating her birthday.
All right, so let's start off talking about Justin Timberlake. He took his Forget Tomorrow World Tour to Chicago. We're on stage. I think he's kind of apologizing for the DWI he just got.
It's been a tough look.
Ouch, the hard to love. That is a message to his wife because he's constantly having to ask poor Jessica Biel to forgive him. First for having lunch with a woman and they got really close. Remember this a few years ago? We reported that. And then, of course, the Janet Jackson thing happened. Now we're out here getting DWIs in the middle of the night, Justin Timberlake.
You can't go all the way back to Janet Jackson.
I know. I don't even think she was in the picture for that one.
That's not the point.
That's wild.
That's not the point. She has to be reminded of this man's mistakes constantly.
These are all like normal homie mistakes, though, that any man can make going through adulthood.
I think being married to Justin Timberlake eliminates all the mistakes, okay?
No, and he just said going through adulthood. Justin Timberlake's way adult.
Well, it's, yeah, but there's like a lot of guys, these are like not like, he hasn't done anything that bad.
Oh, no, ladies, I think.
Getting a DUI, a lot of people get them.
I know they do.
It wasn't a good thing, but it was a mistake.
But he's rich and he should have called an Uber or something, and I think his wife is done. That's just me. We'll see what happens. All right, now let's move on talking about Ariana Grande. She sat down with Podcrushed and told him that she wanted to have dinner with this famous person.
Mom and Dad, is it okay if I give the real answer? And they were like, sure, I guess. What's the answer? And I was like... Jeffrey Dahmer's pretty fascinating.
Full disclosure, she was a teenager at the time when she said it, but she is really into true crime stories, which a lot of people are.
I mean, remember she spit on somebody else's donuts. That's the kind of person she is.
Why do you have to bring up old stuff?
Because she's the one who did it.
She was a child.
she still did it on camera.
If you brought up Janet Jackson's nipple slip with Justin Timberlake, then I think the donut, yeah.
No. Spitting on donuts, okay?
Are you offended by her wanting to have dinner with Jeffrey Dahmer? Does it offend you to a certain... I mean,
they've both been through a lot of men, so I think it makes sense.
Oh! Ouch, Anthony, ouch.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Oh, there's beef in the world of fast food, and Wendy's is coming for everybody's neck. That's in food news. Stop writing hashtags here on your Tuesday Dana Cortez Show. I am Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. Spicy Ketchup.
Everybody's favorite science guy, Bill Nye, says that this new hot weather is just the way it is now, which is very scary for me. Take a listen to him talking to ABC News.
It's the beginning of the new normal. The latest research is that there's not a turning point or a tipping point or a knee in the curve. It's just going to get hotter and hotter and worse and more extreme. So this is a taste of the normal of the future, unless we, humankind, get to work and address it.
Ooh, everybody wants to keep the earth clean. I don't think that there's an argument there, right? We want to turn this around. I just started thinking when I was little, I didn't think it was hot ever. I want to play outside all the time. I never wanted to come inside. And now, if I'm outside for more than 2 minutes, I'm complaining.
You obviously weren't running miles for baseball practice. It was always hot.
No, Otto, for real?
Yeah, I don't like hot. I'd rather just, you know what? Why can't it just be 80 all the time everywhere?
Oh, my gosh. Well, according to Bill Nye, because we're not taking care of the earth. Anyway, Food News DJ Automatic.
So McDonald's is debuting its $5 meal deals today, and Wendy's has decided to punch back with the $5 biggie bag, which includes a free Frosty.
Free ice cream in this heat?
Yes.
Let's go. And
all you
better
gotta do
tweaks?
Is order it on the app.
It's always the app.
Yeah, they just want your data.
It's always the
app. This is getting a little weird out here, huh? Everything requires an app now.
Because they can sell the data and then they can use it for marketing and anything else.
If it's a free Frosty, take my data. I don't give a damn. Yeah. It's hot. We just talked about it. All right. National Day, Anthony A.
Something that I do love at McDonald's, they have parfaits. It's National Strawberry Parfait Day, everybody.
I don't want to bring you down. They're 400 calories, 70 carbs.
Ooh. All
well,
right.
You brought us down.
And just a heads up, it is exactly 6 months until Christmas. So happy Leon Day, which is Noel spelled backwards.
I wanted to do a countdown beginning today through Christmas, but Automatic and Anthony A are a bunch of Grinches out here, and they say it's too soon.
It's just annoying.
How about we do it once a month, every 25th of the month leading up?
Okay, we'll do that. It's Anthony's birthday. It's his birthday.
Who counts down 6 months to their birthday?
Me.
That's not a Hispanic female.
Me, you Grinch.
And let's go to wrap it up on National Color TV Day. On this day in 1951, 73 years ago, we had our first color television broadcast.
And Guillermo González Camarena is the man that actually invented the color TV system, and it was later used by NASA for space.
Oh.
I started thinking about color. Think if our phones were black and white.
They were for a long time.
Oh,
you forgot.
Oh my gosh, you're right.
Yeah, remember the Palm Pilots?
Oh my God. I remember the old my mom used to have the old Nokia one with Snake on it.
Yep.
Dude.
Those things still work. I swear. They don't make them like they used to.
Never died.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Earlier today, myself, Dana Cortez, DJ Automatic, my husband, and our best friend, Anthony A., were talking about apps that we forgot to delete that we didn't want. What about those apps you'll never delete?
Oh.
What about those? Like, for me, it's Netflix. They keep going up, and I'm like, I'm going to get rid of you, and I can't. First of all, Suits is coming back.
I'm excited for that.
Excited for that. And then I just turned on Bridgerton. I'm way behind. I'm sorry, ladies. I didn't understand. Now I am a Bridgerton person. I sat there and watched the entire season in 2 days.
I'm still not seeing the appeal of it.
Automatic. What do you mean? It's about love. There's some sexy time in there. You know what I'm saying? It's like old school.
Yeah, but they only show the guys' butts. I don't want to see that.
That might be why the ladies are into Bridgerton.
You can't admire a good man butt, Automatic.
To each your own.
True Crime Docs. If you love that, again, Netflix, Richard Ramirez documentary. I definitely.
So Dana, are you here through all the upcharges that they're taking us through?
Yes. Too? I keep complaining and say I'm going to quit it, and I can't. I just told you why. And another one is Disney Plus. I love Disney Plus. I'm sorry. It's just.
Sounds like you're addicted to television, is what it sounds
well,
like.
Well, once in a while, if I'm in a certain kind of mood, I turn on Coco, and you know that. Otto knows that I'm in a sensitive mood if I need Coco. And then, since Deadpool is coming with Wolverine, I just watched Logan. Okay, who's this little Logan Lauda chicken here?
Gosh, you're way behind on this one.
I think it was released like 5 years ago. Sick. I don't even know.
Shout
when.
Out Disney Plus. And on that note, too, they also have the X-Men 97, which is an amazing cartoon. So,
oh, I haven't even
if
seen
you really
that.
Want to be down.
Us OGs watched it the first time, okay?
I don't know, but these are the apps that I'll never give up. So Automatic, just get your checkbook
I think
ready.
The only app I'll never give up might be my alarm clock. That's about it, dog.
What?
Yeah, that's the only app
you
I have.
You don't love anything?
Nah,
like, you don't
not
watch
really
something?
That I want. Like, listen, I'm quick to cut off a woman and quick to cut off my subscriptions. All right, dog? I unsubscribe to everything.
I realized that I'm addicted to Instagram. I went through my phone this past week and
Automatic.
Saw the, you know, you can look at your apps and see how much time you spend on them. I'm spending way too much, like almost an hour a day on Instagram.
What are you watching?
I don't know.
Men
other
butts?
People's lives besides that.
No man butts?
No man butts on Instagram.
Not on my IG, but there are some other kind of butts on there.
What kind of app are you never ever giving up? 877-730-DCS1. We'll be right back. Don't move.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.